It's hard to find new superlatives to describe the rising number of COVID-19 patients, but think about this. In New York State, there are now more than 100,000 cases. That's more than 10,000 new positive tests in the last day alone. This is once again just highlighting the shortage of ventilators at the country's epicenter of this virus. And this was one of the focal points of Governor Cuomo's briefing today. WCBS reporter Peter Haskell is on that story. Big news today, Peter. What's happening with the ventilators?
The governor is signing an executive order that would allow him to move ventilators from parts of the state where there are not a lot of cases, basically upstate, and send them where they're desperately needed downstate. Now, you can imagine that hospitals upstate are not going to be crazy about this. The governor said if he sued, he doesn't care. He feels he has the authority to do this. And when he was asked if the state was seizing ventilators, the operative word being seizing, he bristled. He said, no, we're sharing.
And Peter, there was a lot of hoopla also about the Javits Center and the USNS Comfort when they first opened here in the city. And it seems both of them are now being underutilized.
Fact is, there aren't a lot of patients at either facility, and so the rules have changed. The way it was set up, both Javits and the Comfort were going to be for non-COVID patients. Nobody showed up. So now they're changing the rules. They are now going to send COVID patients to both facilities. The Navy had been concerned about the Comfort because it didn't want to have to worry about disinfecting the ship. But the need is dramatic for COVID patients. Both facilities will now accept them.
And Governor Cuomo is now expressing a lot of concern about Long Island. What's happening there?
Right. Long Island is a new hotspot. Both counties, Nassau and Suffolk, each of them alone had more than 1,400 new cases yesterday. Nassau is over 12,000 now. Suffolk is over 10,000. Unlike New York City, there's not the volume of hospital beds. So there is a great concern. And the governor is expressing that today.
WCBS's Peter Haskell, thanks so much for that update.